This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
She says Donkey Kong wrong, wrong, wrong. Madman's mom, mom, mom. So I sing a song, song, song. It's not a donkey show for that you gotta go, go, go. To Mexico, co, co, Batman's mom, think it's
Donkey Dong,
it's a video game, no.
Donkey Dong,
it is not a donkey show,
Donkey Dong,
it will help Mario,
Donkey Dong,
she calls a Donkey Dong, he played Nintendo,
Donkey Dong,
it's not a porno,
Donkey Dong,
his reality is so gross,
Donkey Dong,
she calls a Donkey Dong.
Hey mama,
Mary.
Hey, baby.
It's Fatboy Rejoin Week, and today's theme is his favorite Rise Guys parody songs. I didn't realize that would rank up there high with you.
Yeah, I didn't know he liked that one so much.
Yeah, it's right up there with it beat one out about nine that I like a whole lot, too.
You beat one out about nine?
Well, usually.
Many times.
Nine's Not the Sheriff is a real good one.
Oh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. All right. Well, yesterday when we played a game, Spellenberg, the Dare Edition, it caused Fatboy to pull a muscle, possibly even have broken a rib. Check out our social media to see that shocking video. It's not for those who have weak stomachs.
I don't. I'm going to start again.
It features one who has. Look, there. God, man. He's walking around like he's Stalin right now with his hand over his stomach.
Oh, boy.
Don't hide that hand. It means something else. All right. We have tickets to see Papa Roach, Asking Alexandria, and Bad Wolves in Charlotte, August 4th. Let's get ready to play. Live from Studio Inario in, yeah, that Greenville, the Intercom campus, Studio 420. It's time to play P1 Password! Thank you, me.
Woo!
You're welcome, you.
Thank you. Pronouns, not our friends.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we told you yesterday, Brittany from Morganton, who was just a delight. She tried to spell codeine and methamphetamine, all these various words. She didn't win, though, so we invited her back to play another game today because she was so sweet and really wants to go see the Foo Fighters. Whoa. I didn't say that. Papa Roach.
Wow.
I was thinking about the other guy yesterday who was on previously to win food tickets. So to win Papa Roach, Asking Alexandria, and Bad Wolves, Charlotte, August 4th, Brittany from Morganton is back. Hey, Brittany.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi.
Yay.
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. Now, I looked it up. You've always just been P1 Brittany from Morganton, and that's perfectly fine. I want to brand you because I want you to become...
What?
I want you to become more of a feature on the show. I didn't mean like
I'm a true blonde. That's for sure.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, not one of them bottle blondes.
Yeah.
Well,
no.
Yeah. Well, it's still P1 Brittany from Morganton, but Fatboy thought when I said I want to brand you that I meant like with something hot, with a iron or something.
God.
Calm down, R. Kelly.
No.
No.
All right, Brittany, we're going to play P1 Password. You're paired with our very own queen of the Rise Guys. It's Paige. Paige,
yay!
Good morning.
Yay.
All right, you two are paired up. And then Fatboy, you're going to be paired up with P1 Jacob from Gastonia. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob.
What up?
How are you, sir?
I'm wonderful, man. How y'all guys doing?
We're doing well. Doing well.
I don't mess around, man. We're going to win.
Now, here's the way we play Password. We will give a list to Paige and Fatboy, and then they will, using one-word descriptions, just like regular password, try to get Brittany and then, of course, Jacob from Gastonia to figure out what word it is. I came up with a list. Nine came up with a list. The theme is animals. These are all animals. So, Nine, who should get first pick? Whose list they get to choose?
Let her go first.
Yeah, usually ladies first.
Okay, Fat Boy.
Yeah, we'll defer to the second half.
Okay. Now, Paige, what do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Okay, Paige will go first.
And which list is Paige want? Right,
my list or Nine's list?
I'll take your list.
You take my list, Nine, if you would, confidentially, hand her my list. Okay. Now, Brittany.
Yes.
This is the way that, like, if I was trying to get you to say a certain word, like if I said cow, you would say, like, what?
Milk.
Yeah, that is exactly the word. Mm-hmm. See, that's the way it's played. Paige is going to say one word. You try to figure out what word she's trying to get you to say. You understand?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Okay. All
right, here we go.
Let me get the timer going.
This is also best of five, but it is also time, you know, just in case we do have a tie, which I do not predict.
Probably not.
I do not predict it. All right. It's Team Paige and Brittany from Morganton. Time will begin, Paige, on your first one-word clue.
Okay. Bambi.
Brittany, this is when you say a word.
Christmas movie. Okay.
Paige, go on. It's not it.
Hunting.
A deer.
Okay. All right, go on.
Banana.
Oh, dear Lord.
Paige?
Swinger.
Brittany, you want to pass and come back to this one?
Yes, pass. I'm right, sorry.
So pass, Paige.
Moby.
Dick.
What is it?
It's animals,
I'm
Brittany.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
You're going to be sick now.
I'm dying.
I'm
going to be having a broke rib tomorrow. Oh, my God. Go on, Paige.
Oh, gosh.
A whale.
Yeah! Yeah!
That's two.
I'm going to be
happy. Oh, boy. Small.
All right, Brittany. She's trying to get you to think of an animal.
Pass.
All right, she's going to pass on that one, Paige.
Okay, I'll go back to the second one. Gosh. Gray.
Gray.
Did you say gray?
Yes.
A greyhound.
Tail. Dead.
Oh, good one. Gray, dead, and tail.
I don't know.
Road.
Dead road.
Possum.
Yeah! Okay. And then
I have one more.
Okay, go. Yeah,
you got
two. Sugar.
A sugar flower.
It's not an animal.
Wings. Flies.
I was thinking of sugar glider.
Flies.
Flying squirrels. No.
Feeder.
Oh, no. I have no clue.
Okay, you can call time.
Okay, time.
Okay, Paige called time, so we will write down the time, and we do know that Brittany did identify three of the five. Correct, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay, three of the five. Okay. All right, hold on, Brittany. That was tough, Paige. That was really tough.
It was hard.
That was really, really tough. I especially love when you said Bambi. And she said, a Christmas movie.
That was this.
Hey, was the banana, was that a monkey?
We can't say anything yet, Jacob. We'll reveal all that in just a moment. It is time for you and Fatboy to go head-to-head. You understand how to play, Jacob, correct?
We're going to do
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got this.
All right, here we go. Fatboy, your time will begin on your first one-word clue as you play P1 Password with P1 Jacob from Gastonia.
Neck.
Giraffe.
Yes. Fire.
Phoenix?
What'd you say?
Phoenix.
Phoenix? I mean, I don't know if that's a real animal.
Flying.
Dragon?
Yes. Stripes.
Zebra?
Yes. West Nile.
Mosquitoes.
Yes. ocean.
Ocean? Damn. Plankton.
tentacles.
Oh, octopus.
Lots of, transparent. Jellyfish. Yeah, jellyfish.
Yeah, time. All right, time. All right, don't reveal anything yet.
Can you give 2-word clues? Because he said West Nile.
But at one point, you gave a 3-word clue, so I don't think it matters.
That's true. Plus, I was stringing her along, reminding her all the ones you said. I even actually was going, at one point.
I know, but I couldn't use that. That was part of the word.
All right, let's review.
I'll go back. You want me to give a different one?
No, that's fine.
All right, so the first one was deer, as we pointed out. Bambi, of course, you said Christmas movie, and we went back and forth, find out that was deer, so that's 1 point. The word possum, you got that gray, dead, side of the road, that thing. The third one, that was the one we had troubles with. You said banana, of course, Jacob asked if it was monkeys. It was, in fact, monkey.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one that we got to, that was also some difficulty.
Yeah.
That ended up being, I don't even remember what you said.
I said Moby.
Moby,
yeah,
she said dig.
And then Paige said, what is he?
Yes, okay.
Which is a 3-word clue.
Okay,
is a whale. And then the last one we just really couldn't find any traction on was hummingbird.
Yeah.
Mm. Yes, that gave it away when sugar. I was thinking sugar glider, but when she said flying, I got
and
to thinking.
Theater.
I was like, yep.
Yeah. All right, and then with Jacob, let's review that list, Jimmy. That was your list.
Yeah, I got a copy. The first one, Fatboy said neck. Jacob said giraffe.
Nailed that.
The second one, he said fire, and then flying, and Jacob said dragon.
Nailed that.
The third one, he said stripes. Jacob said zebra.
Nailed it.
The fourth one, he said West Nile, and Jacob said mosquito.
Hog brown.
Neato.
The fifth one, Fatboy, I think, gave 3 clues on, and Jacob got jellyfish.
Yeah.
That's right. So... I'm no esthetician or mathematician either.
Mm-hmm.
But let's review the score.
Okay. Paige and Brittany got 3 out of 5 in a time of 2 minutes, 54 seconds. Fatboy and Jacob got 5 out of 5 in a time of 46 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that mean Jacob and Fatboy
is the winner?
Jacob and Fatboy. Jacob and Fatboy. Jacob and Fatboy. Jacob and Fatboy.
Yeah.
Jacob.
Yes, sir.
You did it, buddy. Congratulations. Let's send it over to Stink Martindale. Stink, if you would, please. Get to that microphone podium, please. There he is.
Congratulations, Jacob. You just won tickets to go see Papa Roach, Ask Alexandria, and Bad Wolves Live at Charlotte Metro Federal Credit Union Amphitheater on Sunday, August 4th.
Congratulations, Jacob. All right, hold on.
Yes, sir, thanks.
Don't get too high on that mountain. We're going to lose connection with you.
That's true.
God, she was still good.
Brittany just hung up too. Poor things. Will we have Papa Roach tickets tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Will we invite Brittany back for a third residency in our games?
Possibly.
She's fun.
She is fun.
She guessed.
Don't hate on Brittany, people.
Also, Bambi. Is Bambi a Christmas movie?
No.
I didn't think so. Maybe she said Disney movie. Maybe she said Disney and I heard Christmas.
She said Christmas.
Yeah, I thought so.
Everybody heard Christmas.
You say Disney, I say Christmas. Disney.
Christmas?
Disney. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Golly, that was gold. That was gold. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this.
Morning. Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 8:33. A little less than a half hour away from another P1 payoff winter edition. Your chance to win $1,000. It's real simple. As simple as hell. That's what it says in the contest rules. It's easy as hell. It really is. You hear that keyword from Fatboy? Text it to 72881. Win you $1,000. Just like that.
It's a pretty sweet deal.
Speaking of money, Jimmy and I were talking in the hallway about this a moment ago. about yesterday's Truth and Consequences, where we had Chance, who his fiance, what was her name? Hold on, I can do it.
Sherry?
Sherry, yes. Yeah, Chance and Sherry. She broke up with him and then but wouldn't give the ring back.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately agreed to, but who knows if that will even happen or not. But a lot of people were like, oh, man, it's like it was only a $500 or $600 or $700 ring that was up for debate, too. But it's like, man, just that little bit of money, just let it go. Like, literally, we heard, Knight and I both heard from a guy who walked away from half of a house.
Yeah.
Somebody cut it in half. No, yeah. It was because of a divorce, and it was up for who's, you know, and he's like, to be done with that, I'd let her take the entire house just to move on.
Yeah.
It's people, worth it.
You hear people doing that all the time. Like, no, don't worry about the car. You keep that just to get out of a situation. The furthest I ever went in that regard was 8 or 9 years ago. I left, I snuck my bed out of a place in the middle of the night.
You snuck your bed out?
Moved in with two buddies of mine, but left all the furniture in there was mine, and I just left it.
God, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Do you have one of them roll-up mattresses, or were you like walking down the road carrying a mattress?
No, that's when I had the Sierra.
Oh, yeah.
Threw it in the truck. Yeah.
I wish you still had that thing. I need to get this bedroom suit to Paige.
Man, it'd have like 500,000 miles on it by now.
Well, it would. Yeah, and an ant farm to boot.
That's right.
It'd have a forest growing in the bed by now, not just one tree. But yeah, I mean, it'd be pulling more out by now.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of things that I've walked away from. Financially speaking and business-wise, yes, but that's still up for litigation.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as relationships go, like, you know, I mean, locks changed before.
Mm-hmm.
But then the stuff that was locked in, I was like, I don't need it.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Plus, you know, like yesterday when they were talking about the ring, who he said at first cost a few $1,000s. We did the math. It was $2,100.
Mm-hmm.
She had it appraised. It was like $500 or $600.
Yes.
Who knows what it was really even worth? Then you throw in litigation and all that. And then it's like, well, what are you even fighting for? You just saying this just to win an argument. Bless you.
Thank you.
He thanked me for it.
Thank you much.
I walked out of a relationship before and because he was getting kind of violent. And so I just took what I could. The next day, my mom came to get me, and I left my cat, which was so hard to do, but I couldn't take my kitty with me.
Mr. Whiskers?
No, Jinx.
Oh.
He kind of looked like the Pepe Le Pew cat with the white stripe on the back. So
Jinxie.
I left him and took my whatever, just the clothes that I had, and left all my belongings.
Except for your cat.
Well, I couldn't take my cat because my mom had
it. You could have wore the cat out, Paige.
Where I was going, I went to the dorms to live. I couldn't take a cat in the dorms, so my mom just took me to school.
You could have wore it around your neck like a scarf or something.
It's terrible.
I'm just messing with you.
I felt horrible.
Like, I would love to open that up because I got a good feeling that there's been a whole bunch of war stories people could share.
Absolutely. In the P1 family, yeah.
Walking away from relationships and leaving money behind just so you didn't have to deal with it anymore.
Leaving the valuables behind, yeah.
And then there's the whole conversation about, you know, the etiquette conversation about if she breaks up with you, who, you know, the whole thing, getting a ring back. Like, I look at it this way. If you give a woman a ring, for whatever reason, that you will never get it back. You should once you put it on the finger, look at it as though that is no longer your property. Whether she breaks it with you, you break it with her, you get a divorce, blah, blah, blah. That's no longer yours. It's gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's more expensive then, but think about clothes you might have bought for her. You don't expect that shirt back. You ain't going to wear it. Same thing with the ring. That's my personal point of view on it. I know it. The law, and there's case law in South Carolina that says that it's part of a contract, and if the contract is honored, you're entitled to get the ring back. But, you know, at some point, just, I guess, be the bigger man in the situation, take the high road on it. Once you've purchased the ring and put it on the finger, it ain't yours anymore.
Yeah, I mean, what else are you going to do? Sell it or have a drawer full of rings or I don't know. You're not going to give them to anybody else.
Well, some dudes do that.
That's terrible.
You know, some dudes have recycled engagement rings.
No, they didn't.
Of course they have.
Are you kidding me? Or you changed the setting?
If you've ever
recycled
an engagement ring, please call up and tell Paige.
Oh, my gosh.
She thinks that don't happen, but we know for a fact it does.
Well, I mean, what do you think? It's like bad juju?
Yes, it's bad luck, I would think. From a failed
relationship. Look at it from this. This will blow your mind. Imagine if you could see where all the gold came from and the people who had to mine it and the whole you wouldn't wear any jewelry then.
It's like
same with the diamonds.
Even worse, that my diamonds have blood in them still.
You wouldn't want diamonds at all if you knew where they came from.
I remember when I got married, my husband threw out all my lingerie. He says, I'm not sleeping with you with stuff you might have worn with another guy. So we had to start all over.
I get that.
You get that, but what's the difference between that and a ring? Well, I get it, intimate stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if it's all worn out.
The crotch.
The lingerie discussion is an entirely different thing. Where
yeah,
you don't need any. Just get naked.
Hey, I love those crotchless panties. Oh, is there a hole in them?
Assless pants. Yeah. Just start all out and start all over.
No,
Same thing as
the ring. You don't need any at all. Just, you know what's better than lingerie is you naked.
No, lingerie is pretty.
Hey, Mr. Ego, shut up and give the phone number. I forget it. 1-800-774-0093. I apologize. I did not give out the phone number. 1-800-774-0093. War stories of relationships. Valuable style.
Mm-hmm. Want to go to Charlotte and talk to P1?
Queen City. P1 Big Sexy. Sup, Sexy?
Morning, guys.
How you doing, Sexy?
Pretty good.
Good. All right, so it says here you got some kind of salacious engagement ring story. What is it?
Yeah, so my ex, I was engaged, and every time we would get into an argument, she would always take the ring off and throw it at me. And I told her, the next time you take that ring off, I'm going to slingshot it. And so when we broke up, like for the last time, she took the ring off, threw it at me, and I had a junkyard behind my house. I put it in a slingshot and shot it out into the junkyard.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the thing like at carnivals where they shoot you up in the air. That would
have
been cool, too.
No, just a slingshot.
Holy moly. So, rough estimate here. How many times did she take it off and throw it at you?
Probably about four or five.
Yeah, I was going to say three would be about my
limit
on that.
Yeah, I
would
say after the first one.
That'd be the ring that broke the camel's back.
Wow. Yeah, I did later go out to the junkyard and find it and go sell it.
I was going to say, you'd have to go out there with a metal detector, but that'd probably be difficult, huh?
Yeah, I did find it, though.
Yeah. Well, good for you, man. What did you do with it? That's a great question Paige brought up.
I want to know.
Is another woman wearing that ring, or did you pawn it, or what?
No, I pawned it.
Good man.
See, I see that. That makes sense.
Chum Lee's wearing it now. Mm-hmm. He really is.
Yeah.
Big Sexy, thank you, sir. Keep spreading the word up there in Queen City. We appreciate it. Somebody said there was a Rise Guy sign at a Hornets game the other day. I said, proof or I don't believe it. Why wouldn't they carry it to a basketball game anyway?
They're big fans of us.
Well, I appreciate it, but I was like, it probably said J.R. Ryder guys or something.
Buzz City.
Yeah. Isaiah Ryder guys. It probably said Jalen Rose guys is what it said.
Maybe.
P1 Red Bull Zach up in my stomping grounds at Traveler's Rest. What's that, Red Bull Zach?
Good morning, Rise Guys. You ready for the day?
I'm ready for the day. I'm ready to hear about your crazy ex. What do you got?
So I was previously engaged. I lived in the Midwest, and she broke off the engagement because I was working too hard. But the job I was working, I didn't want to leave until I moved down here to the Carolinas, and we still shared the apartment. I paid half the rent, but she would, if any little in particular thing would happen, she would blow up my phone, my Facebook message, basically anything and everything I use to communicate while I'm at work, and even one time drove to my work. While I was talking to a person, interrupted and did a major freak out.
How? Like what? What'd she do? Major freak out.
So I guess what I did was I accidentally left, I guess, a cup on the counter or in the sink or something in the morning. I had to take some Advil because I had a headache or something. I can't remember. She drove all the way to my work, approached me, and started screaming and shouting. At the time, I was working in a hospital. Just she was screaming, shouting, yelling, causing a scene. Yeah. And finally, security just told her, you either have to leave or you have to call the police.
Holy crap.
Oh, gosh.
I almost lost my job for that.
I was going to say, but you didn't, though, right?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Holy moly. Well, did you lose anything in the breakup, though, valuable-wise?
She did. She lost all the wedding money because her dad sends it to me.
What? Whoa, what? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, keep
her
going.
Her dad sent you the money for the wedding and you kept it?
We ain't done with this.
So what he does is he, so not going to say what he does, but he makes a good amount of money. And he was saving up money because her whole family loved me. And
must be a program director.
What he does is he invests the money and he sends me, you know, a check every month for $500, $600, $700, $800. And all I do is I put in my 401k.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you're laundering money for
him. Wow. Wow. Very interesting.
That's a neat story.
That is a neat story. Neat is a good way to describe
yeah,
it. All right.
Interesting.
Zach, hold down TR and I get home. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother.
See you guys.
Your father-in-law's name is Fat Tony.
God bless. It's from some kind of waste management up in Jersey.
Yeah, he's in a racket.
Golly.
Whacking up money.
Wow.
Yeah.
Old Zach got it going.
All right. Break-wise, we need to?
Yeah.
I want to keep it going, though, because
we got to talk to Mark and Brevard, man. We have to. He's the thing Paige wanted.
I want to know if I've had a recycled
Mark
ring
in my Brevard, please do not hang up. He has recycled a ring before. And also, P1 Whore Dog Knight from Bowling Springs has got a crazy ex-husband story. So, 1-800-774-0093. We'll listen. We'll talk. All that on the radio right after this.
Rock at Work. A 93-minute rock block begins at 10 this morning. Now, more of the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:50. All right, quickly, let's go to Mark and Brevard. Paige asked a question. Has anybody ever recycled an engagement ring? Mark from Brevard is here. Good morning, Mark.
Morning. How y'all doing?
It is good. How are you?
I'm super.
All right, so let's... Thank you. So, the recycling story. First of all, what happened with the first go-around with the ring?
First go-around the ring, it was a ring for my grandmother. Got it resized for my lady I thought I was going to marry.
Yeah.
Showed it to her. She loved it. Went ahead and popped the question, said yes. I guess that shocked her. About 3 weeks later, she was like, you know what? I just decided I don't want to spend the rest of my life with you. Here you go. So, like, crap. What do I do now?
Yeah.
Then my now wife was like, sweet. This is awesome. This is easy. Just going to roll into this. Look, I got this ring. So, we've been married 12 years, so that worked. And I thought I was in the clear literally till about 6 months ago.
Oh,
and
So you did not tell her this before, correct?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, I don't think a woman would be that willing, but go ahead. 6 months ago, how'd she find out?
Well, no, she didn't find out. We were at a jewelry store, and she had lost her wedding band.
Mm-hmm.
And we were getting a new one, and we were going to match it to ours with simple wedding bands. And the jeweler was like, you know what, with this engagement ring, the way it's set and the diamonds, it's kind of set wrong for her hand. So to really make it work well, you're going to have to get this type of wedding band. So that was about $2,000 more than I was expecting to pay.
Oh, wow.
So she still doesn't know, but I ate it on the long run. So I had to get a really fancy wedding band with diamonds in it.
Holy moly.
Match.
But she still wears the ring, though?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Because I was about to say, it was cool that she was like, yeah, whatever, it's just a ring, it's symbolic or whatever, but to know that, though. But it was your grandmother's ring.
Yeah, I
so
can
that
see that.
Ultimately, yeah. Wow. Great story, Mark. Wish I had a prize to give you. But Fat Boy, you stole them all.
That's all right. No worries. Y'all are the best.
Thank you, Mark. You are. Yeah. Thank you.
Paige, you think it's okay to recycle a ring if it's a family heirloom and you get engaged twice with it?
I guess if that's the real one that you want to be your wife and to wear your grandmother's ring, yes, that's okay. But if you pick out, say, I wanted a princess cut, and that's what my husband...
Cut, she said.
Oh,
yeah. Cut. What? Okay.
Fat boy dumped out.
Anyway, continue, Paige.
Filthy minds. And so my husband knew what I wanted, so he gave me that, and I would be kind of... I would feel weird if he passed that on to someone else because they may not have wanted that. And what if someone sees you're in the same circle and they see the same ring on a different girl, but you know that and someone says something to that person.
Only
going,
a woman
would
notice that, though.
Yeah, and they would never notice.
That would be
horrible. If he didn't even say anything.
Uh-uh. If the girl told you, yeah, he gave it to me first, now you have it.
So these complicated rules.
Well, it really is. You have to read the book, really. Hints from Heloise. Check it out. Bowling Springs, P1 Whore Dog Night. Perfect. He held on. Good morning, whore.
Hey, it's actually Four Dog Night.
Jesus. Oh. Christmas.
I apologize
for that. P1 Four Dog Night. Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. First off, wanted to say I love you guys. I've listened from the beginning, but never called before.
Thank you. First time caller.
Yeah, but I have kind of a crazy story. When I heard what y'all are talking about, I knew I had to call. My ex-husband, he was kind of crappy in general, and things weren't going terrifically, but I caught him cheating, and it was with a family friend. And
yesterday.
I actually found out. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why I was calling. But turns out he got her pregnant. Meanwhile, he was telling me he was not ready to have children yet, which was so. I was like, okay, well, bye. So anyway, I left, and I wanted a way so badly that I was like, look, like, you know, and kind of how we did our finances is he paid for the house, and I paid for all the utilities and vehicles and everything.
Yeah.
So like, look, keep the house. You put all the money into it. Whatever. I just want away from you. I didn't want to go through like a long divorce process. So when we divorced, that we put in there, we would dispute everything amongst ourselves. Well, that was a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I found out about 6 months after I left that he, instead of refinancing the house and getting my name on it like he was supposed to be doing, he actually had not been paying on it at all. And he destroyed, I found out he was destroying my credit, which was pretty much perfect. And now, 6 years later, I'm still reaping the benefits of having him a name on the house with him. It's been, you know, he'll pay it for a while, and it's been almost about to go under foreclosure multiple times. There's not really a whole lot I can do. I've got my name off of the deed of the house, but still dealing with that. And now I'm in a happy, healthy relationship. Things are going great. But
you
we're
can
looking
tell. You sound very happy now, so I'm glad you got past that.
I am, but yeah, still dealing with it. So anybody out there going through a divorce, you know, definitely don't do it the easy way because it can kind of bite you in the butt.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah. Oh.
I think you destroyed some of my credit, too.
He won Four Dog Night. Thank you, honey. Have a good morning.
Goodness.
Jimmy, I apologize. That's when it snuck up on me. I'm sorry.
Rotten.
I'm sorry.
I saw his face, and I saw you kind of hike up.
Well, yeah. No, I literally...
No, it happened a minute ago. It took a minute. It's creeping.
I was just trying to rearrange myself in the chair, and when I did, just slid right out. I apologize.
You aimed it his way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I thought he was getting ready to rob a train, but no. Right. We'll take a little break. All that, well, of course, was about yesterday's truth and consequences and the ring. We'll give you that right after this. Morning, everybody. I'm sorry, man. I really am.
He's going to break a rib now.
I'm sorry.
Mornings with the Rise Guys.
Love them. They're hilarious. They entertain me on the drive to work.
And 93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good music is everything else is terrible.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.